Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm your boy Jess Ray.
Hey, and this is Will 93, and we appreciate each and every one of y'all for coming in and hanging out with us, vibing with us. Feel free to leave your comments, your questions, your concerns below on the bottom of the page. We'll definitely get at it. We want to mix with you, interact with you, fellowship with you. And we didn't have any guests coming on today. Want to kind of get away from the coronavirus, and we think we talk about music today.
Yeah, let's talk about music. Man, that intro was whack, man.
No, I kind of like that vibe. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I figured Common should get on it, or The Roots, or, you know, Talib Kweli or something like that, you know. Kind of got its own little thing going on.
Oh.
But,
yeah, so this week, D-Smoke came out with his video. I don't know if you saw it. What was it called? Gaspar Younga.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah,
it's
man.
An odd title. It's kind of an odd title, but if you look up who it is, he's actually like a part of like Black history. Like the
yeah, man.
Heroes.
They are Afro-Mexican. African-Mexican descent.
He came from Ghana.
Like Veracruz,
he
Mexico.
Was a prince.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
a prince from Ghana,
yeah.
went to Mexico in the slave trade, and then rose up, caused a big uprising because there were unfair
so
labor practices.
So that was the first prince in the revolution.
Yeah, yeah. That was literally.
Purple rain on him, purple rain on him.
I mean, yeah. So the video was pretty dope. The concept was is very congruent from with who the guy is in the movie. So I would encourage everybody to look it up on YouTube and take a look at
man.
It. Yeah, and the song is pretty dope too. They're putting out some really good music from that camp.
Yeah, man. It's you know what it's I think when you have someone with his work ethic. And for those people who don't know D-Smoke won the Netflix original series Rhythm and Flow.
Uh-huh.
He started out at the very beginning. There were some choice words between he and Snoop at the very beginning
right.
on the trial stage. I thought it was kind of fly. And he
right.
moved through the ranks and got
yeah,
to the finals
did.
And won.
Yeah, it was smooth though. It wasn't. It didn't seem like it was a struggle though when he did it either.
Right. Well,
you know, most people were like sweating, like I don't know if I'm gonna make it, bro. I don't know if I'm gonna. He's just like, if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna make it happen.
And I think that's typical of most artists being comfortable in your skin.
Right. If you look at the artist, they look like they were sweating through it, though. If you notice,
right.
like Flawless and Caleb, I forget what his name was, and just some of the other ones, they seem like they were like, oh man, I don't know. But he was just like, I'm good. Like,
right.
I'll be good.
Right. You're like, I got this covered. Win, lose,
yeah.
draw. I'm still in the game.
I got this. It's like they know me already, so I'm good. The city knows me.
So I mean, I'm just picturing his work ethic. So we know his manager, the partner in crime,
mm-hmm.
DJ Shanks, and it's crazy
mm-hmm.
because as soon as you were finished with the Netflix series, a couple of weeks later, boom, he has an EP out.
Oh yeah.
And, right, you know, this is like mid-October, late October. And then, boom, he comes out with a full album in February. like early February.
They're putting work over there.
Right. And I think they're working on a third or a second album, so a third project already.
Yeah.
So I definitely see this guy with a strong work ethic, a great team supporting him, so I can only wish him the very best in whatever he does out there. I'm thinking Inglewood High as an EP was a Grammy nomination. That's how I thought an EP was.
I just think him as an artist, between him and Ill Camille and the Harrier Project, like somebody's winning a Grammy or an iHeartRadio Award. At least a nomination.
Now, that's funny
if
you mentioned
Harrier. Both of them, if they don't even mention,
right.
If iHeartRadio doesn't mention them, or if he doesn't get a Grammy or Billboard or something, like shame on them for like not mentioning new artists, new breakout artists.
Man.
Shame on them.
Man, shame on them. Shame. But you know, there's some other artists that are coming up in the ranks too, man. As you were mentioning about Harriet. Now the Harriet Project.
Yeah.
Don't know if many of you know, guys and girls out there know about it. Ill Camille was one of the artists we just talked about. And another rapper out of Inglewood named Amani. They got together and formed a group called Harriet.
Yeah.
And so, man, Inglewood, man, up to no good, man. They over there simmering on some talent over there, man. So big shouts out to my man Shanks, to his cousin Ill Camille, to Damani, D Smoke. These guys have great music and strong work ethics. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's just awesome to hear. As a matter of fact, when we talk about connections, did you know that Harriet has a song called Here We Go?
Okay.
And Ray Khalil is one of the people who's rapping on one of the songs called Here We Go. Well, Ray Khalil was in the Rhythm and Flow competition.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't
Small
even know
world,
that.
Man. Small world, bro.
Wow.
You know, great talent. So for all of those people who were competing on the Rhythm and Flow, it was a great lead pad visually. Mm-hmm. Without having a music video, it was a great lead pad for a lot of that talent that got into the later rounds to kind of grow and develop from.
Right, right. Mm. Yeah, that was good, because they got good insider tips from people that have actually been in this industry, and they know the jump, the loopholes, and the ladder, just everything. They're just like, yo, you need to do this or whatever. And, like, I know what, you know, people are looking for or whatever, so you need to, like, do those type of things versus, like, them just trying to figure it out. It's what
a lot of
people actually need, is like, give me some insider info. How do I tweak myself so I'm like industry ready, so I can make the hits that people want to listen to, or make the hits that the radio wants to play on a regular rotation or whatever.
Correct.
Like,
exactly,
like, what's
what
a
I
good hook?
Thinking.
Yeah, like, what's a good hook? Tell me if my hook is on point. Is it not? You know what I'm saying? Before I put it out to compete with the other thousands of records that are out there.
Well, you know, one girl who did that, she's an up-and-coming talent, this Megan Thee Stallion. Dude,
okay.
Have you seen all of these YouTube with this little dance move?
With the, was that the one that I'm bougie something?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
That's her? Oh, okay. All right.
Dude, you know what? Okay. To the audience out there, I'm a grown-ass man, y'all. I'm a grown-ass man. And I am starting to think, man, maybe I should learn this dance move.
Oh, wow. Wait. Do you have a clip?
Am I tripping?
No. Do you have a clip of it? Do you have your I know you do, like, your DJ sets at night. Do you have a clip of it? Oh, it sounds like you're looking for it, because I don't hear nothing back. Uh-oh. We lost Will up into the music.
Let me see what Will? I got over here. Let me simmer up something over here since you over here talking about me like like I don't know what I'm doing over here.
I know you know what you're doing.
I'm that bitch.
There it is.
Be that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm the hood, I'm the pizza, but the nigga in the pieces have to execute me niggas. So
okay,
my circle's
so
like
that's
pizza.
Her.
I'm waiting for exclusive bound shop on
Instagram. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Little ass clothes, dirty bitch, fake booty.
Man.
Okay, all right.
Man, impressive. Impressive. Now,
yeah.
Not only is this sister coming out with like a hot album, did you know she's a college graduate?
I think most rappers are college graduates, honestly. Like, I didn't
yeah,
know
man.
Like, a lot of them were. Yeah, a lot of them went to like some form of, you know, 4-year college or whatever. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Wait, 25 years old. She
yeah.
just really stepped out of college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even J. Cole. Did you know about J. Cole?
Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Straight, he's like a straight-A student. 4.0, I heard. I don't know if that's true
yeah,
or not, but that's the rumor. So, I mean, his records prove it. You know what I'm saying? And the lyrics prove it. So.
Yeah, man. He's a dope talent, man.
Yeah.
And he's an Aquarius, too, man. Did you know that?
No.
Aquarius is made for good talent. This Megan Thee Stallion, she's an Aquarius. I don't know. That,
wow.
I don't know if you look at the horoscopes and things of that sort. But those people are into that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? They're Aquarius. Aquarius make for good artists. Their
right.
whole mental status, they're just kind of out there. So, yeah, I just had to throw that pitch out there. Fun fact. Just
all
fun
right.
fact.
Okay.
Man. But I was thinking, you know, the Grammys. The Grammys the Grammys happen every, like, February. And mm-hmm. The people who are voting normally have to have that music submitted in, I want to say September, October, somewhere around
mm-hmm.
there. And I was just
mm-hmm.
thinking, you know what? Who should deserve a Grammy right now?
Right.
In music, you know, I mean, and it doesn't have to be just hip hop you're talking about. We could talk about R&B, you could talk about pop, jazz.
Yeah, I don't I'm kind of lost on pop and stuff. I don't know who's hot. Like, I don't even know if they're even doing R&B really. Are they really? Am I missing
yeah.
somebody? Yeah. Because, you know, like, in the 90s, like, you can help but hear, like, some love song or something by Jodeci or, I don't know, just anybody, right? But now it's like, you don't hear that on the radio too much.
You know what? Today's R&B doesn't even sound like R&B. It just sounds like soft rap to me. Like,
yeah, that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
I'll take you to the hotel and hit you over the head with these
yeah,
lyrics.
I hit it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard,
it's just
fall
like,
asleep. Like, what?
You know, you ain't going to have another Luther, you know what I'm saying,
no.
or Teddy Pendergrass or, you know, Barry White or something like that. But, you know, I guess, you know. And it's a little bit more intricate than neo soul. So you don't have your Lauryn Hills or your Jill Scotts or your Erykah Badu's kind of in that lane. But
right. But
there was one gem. Her name is Raquel Rodriguez. And
okay.
I stumbled on her a couple years back. She came out with like this EP called I think the 310, and she had some songs out that were pretty cool. She has a new project that's coming out this year, and one of the songs is called Mile High. Mile
okay.
High, and it's pretty good. I definitely want to try and get her and her management on the show. And chat with
wait,
us
wait,
a little
wait.
Bit,
do,
man.
Do you have a clip of that so people can hear it so we know what
yeah.
to
yeah.
You go ahead and
hear
drop that, ladies.
Want to hear it? Here you go.
Here you go. Throw a song about it. It's kind of in the vein of the internet with Tyler, the Creator's Cat.
He has a pretty good vibe, and I like this full band thing she got going on, bro.
Or what's her name, Michelle? And what's her name? Remember her?
Oh, wow. Now you asked me to mess up someone else's name out there, bro. But I can't say Raquel Rodriguez. She's dope. She's awesome. And I've been playing on my Facebook Live segment. So she's great. And she's from
like
she's LA.
Cello lady and Thundercat.
Right. That's a pretty good talent out there. With Raquel, she kind of reminds me of a Brand New Heavies kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
Meets Shantae Moore, and they hung out a little bit, and you know they had this pretty good vibe. So yeah, I kind of like her vibe and her like her energy, man. So I definitely want to get by and you know help support some of this new artist, some of this new stuff that's coming out. And then I know Eminem came out with an album. I know that Lil Wayne dropped an album. Both of them dropped albums like back in February. So, you know, a couple of veterans are seeking that Grammy nod as well. So, but man, you know, coronavirus stopped everything. It stopped people on their tours, promos. A lot of stuff has been halted because of this stuff. So, you know, I'm hoping that a lot of this new music don't get swept under the rug this year, you know.
Well, I think people are still, they're just in the studio, but I think, like, now they're going to have to change their platforms. Like, you know, I think we mentioned a previous episode where it's like you use Patreon and doing paid, you know, couch concerts or something like that. And then you have people donate, and then you attach that to a cause. And then you'll be able to make, you know, make a little bit of money from that. You attach it to a cause, but also a lot of artists are going to have to, like, figure out how to create a culture around them. So it's like they're not just creating music. They're, like, making, like, I don't know, clothing, comic book.
Clothing.
I don't know, just anything.
Kind of like Nipsey Hussle was doing with Marathon.
Right. Because, like there was this, I hate to, you know, he's a good example for hip-hop. There was also a group called September Morning. They're like a rock band. They're a band, okay? So basically they have a comic book that you buy that complements their music. So it's a whole like rock theme, but like there's a storyline in it. So you have a readership, so you got, you know, the fan t-shirt and all that. So it's not just music. It's a whole like culture around it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you like kind of
sounds like
your...
So that kind of gives me a vibe of an integrated system. Gosh, man, you're thinking about September Morning. They're pretty good.
You know.
So you're looking at the full merchant, huh?
I know you knew about September Morning.
Stop it, bro. Stop it, man.
Wow.
You're playing my emotions, man. You're playing my emotions.
Yeah. The lead singer, the girl, like,
Emily
as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That had a conversation where smart as fuck. Oh, my gosh. I wish I could get her on for a podcast to talk to her about how she does her thing.
We'll just track her down, man. We'll just send out all right. A hunting party, and we'll just track her down and drag her onto the show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's yeah. What I mean. That's what I would do. And it's like, but you have to be open minded for music and stuff because I listen to everything. I'll listen to jazz. I'll listen to rock. I'll listen to electronic music. Hip-hop, R&B, I play around in everything because you never know what might inspire you.
Right.
I mean, for example, we can go back to old Kraftwerk. If Kraftwerk knew...
I still listen to that. I don't know why.
Right. But they were the catalyst that inspired African Bambaataa, which inspired you know, or Grandmaster Flash, which inspired Blondie, you know what I'm saying? So you have this techno electronic music that goes into hip hop, it then goes over into punk rock kind of thing. So the fusion, you know, back in the early 80s, old school hip hop, you know, gave way to the new music that we hear. So now we turn around and hear all of that stuff coming into play again.
Yeah, definitely. That's amazing. Now, and you know, on the thing with the whole marathon thing, I think it would have been dope if, I don't know if it ever got to this point, if marathon became like a sponsor for like an urban like running or urban like just something, and then Nike and Puma like really got in there and like helped with like some type of urban running thing or whatever. Like back in the days where they had like the BMX races and the skate parks or whatever, they got in and they sponsored like urban skate parks or urban like skating facility or urban BMX races or urban running teams for like say Dorsey or something. That would have been dope.
Correct. Well, I do know Puma and Nipsey had a partnership together. I do know that there was some apparel, like the shoes. There was a shoe line that was coming out that was kind of under that marathon umbrella of sorts as a partnership. And at one point in time, I'm pretty sure it may still be in play, when you were purchasing some of the clothing, what was great was you could scan the tag and it would have music download.
Right.
To it. So it was a whole vertical system. You had the clothing the clothing and the music that represents the culture, along with the download, which was an actual sale. You know, that was a pretty cool concept for him to do. You know, a whole complete experience.
Right.
That happened immediately in the store. I thought that was awesome.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I believe it too.
So I think that's probably what's going to...
And that's a new thing with the music industry, trying to get inventive with your product. Because, I mean, if you're sitting back and waiting for all of your money to be recouped in the music side, you're going to be sorely mistaken. You know, you're talking about
an
industry...
Especially times like now.
Yeah, I mean, right now... there's more money probably being made out of piracy than it is legitimate music sales.
Right.
So how do you correlate those things? How do you correlate those things into something profitable for the artist? You know, I can imagine someone like D-Smoke, very good artist. You know what I'm saying? He has legal means of you downloading his music. But in today's technology, someone could just easily download it without even paying a dime, whether it's a membership or anything. It's just like they can just get this music. And that's that's a sad thing for the artist. So you have to get creative. But then you have someone like Jay-Z. Jay-Z has the money and the means to have a team of people, and that their job is to go and search on music sites to make sure that his music is not being downloaded.
That's gangster.
That's gangster to the next level. Yeah, what do you say? He's not a businessman. He's a business.
He's a business man.
Yeah, man. But music, man, it what makes the world go round, man. It's a universal language. So. Let's say a hypothetical, right? Let's say, for instance, if we could go back in time, and you were an artist, what would be some of the things that you would say as a musician that played a big role in your, you know, your career?
Probably learning about music first and the history of it.
This is true.
Like learning about like artists that came before me, and like even individualized instrument players, like saying, like learning about Duke Ellington and, you know, Keith Richards, how he played the guitar. Like, even if
right.
I was into hip hop, I would learn about like
right.
every different instrument, and then, you know, figure out who's doing what I'm doing, and then figure out how I can relate my story, my personal story, to my music, and then how I would write according to that. And then
okay.
you know, just figure
okay.
out who I am as a person. And then,
right.
you know, also that helps with the artistic direction for all my videos and all my, like, album art. And, you know, just go from there. And then also
great
like, learning a little bit more about the business part of it, too, like the legal aspect, because it's a business. It's not a frizzness.
right. Right, that
business.
Part.
So learn about the intellectual properties and licensing when it comes to, like, doing music, especially working with producers and all that stuff. And, figuring out how I would want to create a culture or community around me as an artist and not just being just like somebody that just does music because it is what it is, if I'm going to take it seriously. So, and then, you know, just learn.
Right.
So once you learn all the different parts of the, especially when you're creating the music, you learn the parts, you know what a hi-hat is, you know what a snare is, or you know what an F-flat is, or you know how to play in E minor and shit like that. So you're not just like,
right.
oh, I'm just doing the music because it's cool. No, you do it, and then when you know those things, that makes you produce, like, really dope music.
True.
I always thought
the video and the artwork made the art.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not saying it's the job, but it's like the artists that know how to play an actual instrument, they usually tend to make the dopest music. Like, especially like piano, between the piano and drums.
Correct.
If they don't, then it's like, you're just like, oh, this is another dude making music because he thinks it's cool.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? You might get far, but after a while you'll die out. You're not going to be timeless.
True.
You want to be the guy that people want to play, like, at the parties or, like, while they're washing their cars and they play that same track over and over again. Or the people on the college campuses that play it in the parking lot really loud. Like,
right.
if you notice, if you go to, like, some college campuses, like, Farside is, like, an album that you'll hear commonly, or Tribe Called Quest. You'll hear that, like, often on a college campus. It's timeless
Deal.
Hip-hop. Other Fish in the Sea or, like, Scenario are two songs you hear the most.
Mm-hmm.
Prove me wrong.
When I was out in Santa Monica, when I was in Santa Monica College, when I was out in L.A., I was out chatting with some friends, some teachers that I were actually in college with, and they were playing Anderson .Paak, and I was thinking, wow.
Oh yeah, Anderson .Paak is a classic too.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's a monster.
Awesome artist.
Monster.
I didn't see him coming.
Oh yeah, I didn't either. He just snuck up on me. He was like, "Oh, you got my ass, Anderson .Paak." I was like, "What?"
I had heard
yeah.
of him on Dr. Dre's Compton record, just as the NWA biopic was coming out. And when I heard Anderson, I just didn't think. I was like, okay, he's okay. But then when I heard his project, oh, man.
You were like,
he's
oh,
something.
Shit, this dude.
He's
this motherfucker
special.
Right here.
Man, mm-hmm. I thought Bruno Mars was something special, and he is.
Mm-hmm.
But Anderson .Paak, yeah, he's one to watch out for.
Yeah. Oh, so Will, we got to wrap up because our time is almost up. So,
yeah, man,
any last
always.
Parting words?
In the beginning, you know what?
Right.
The only thing I got for my audience, man.
Corona.
Right. The only thing I have for the artists is, for the people who are listening, is, you know what? Get involved with some music. Pull
mm-hmm.
out some of your old CDs or records.
Records.
Yep. If you're real old school, 8-tracks, cassette, and just kind of dig into your music, man. Just, you know, pull out the stuff. I mean, you're at home, you're chilling, you're not doing much anything, probably doing a little bit of cleaning up. Pull out your records, man. Turn on the record player and just kind of listen to it a little bit. You'd be surprised at how you feeling, man. And you play it loud enough, your neighbors may like you too. That's all I got, mm-hmm. right?
All right. All right, so as usual, everybody be good to each other, and we'll see you next time. All right.
That's right.
See you out.
Peace.